fast ticking clock, isn't it? Good morning. I say, and welcome to the Howard Viken Show on this Monday, April 17th. Crummy Monday. I know how to improve on it. Yep, take the afternoon off. Go to your grandmother's funeral again. Yeah, go out to the ballpark. And then on your way out, be sure you drop in the income tax, you know, thing. Yeah, little thing.
How about a little sunflower from Glen Campbell? Then we'll have the weather for you. Stuff like that in the Viken Show.
Plan. Plan.
Sunflower, good morning. You should make it like a sunny day.
Sunny day.
Along if you like.
It's tough to whistle today for me, Howard.
Why?
Well, I'll get my whistler back.
It sounds like you got a good whistle this morning.
Well, I don't know. It depends upon what I'm whistling at. There you go. I got it.
That was Glen Campbell. We're going to hear from Glen Olson. A lot of Glens here in the Glen Viken Show this morning. 12 minutes past 8 o'clock, 44 degrees.
Yoplait yogurt. It's new and different Yoplait yogurt. It feels so good to eat.
Viva la difference.
Yoplait yogurt. There's a creamy difference in Yoplait yogurt. It feels so good to eat.
The fruit, it's real.
It's a taste you can feel.
Feels so good to eat.
There's a new taste in town. Yoplait yogurt has come to the Twin Cities. So come discover a unique taste and texture. All it takes is one spoonful for you to find out why so many people are switching to Yoplait. Yoplait has a smooth and creamy consistency that's unlike the yogurt you're eating now. It's French-style yogurt. It's natural yogurt in plain and seven mellow varieties with lots of real fruit mixed throughout. Look for the bright carton to discover the delightful difference in Yoplait.
It's a taste you can feel. Feel so good to eat.
New Yoplait.
New Yoplait. Let's have the weather, Glenn.
Yoplait, my play?
Yeah, Yoplait.
Time now for Weather Ball Weather, brought to you by the 27 Northwestern Banks in your area. North Dakota will see highs today of 50 to 55. Could rain in the west. Get down to 40 tonight, about 52 tomorrow. South Dakota, 48 to about 52 today, with some winds, some showers, and some thunder showers. Tonight's lows will be 35 to 45. Rain or snow showers southwest. Some rain northeast into tomorrow and 40s tomorrow. Iowa, 45 to 52 today. Some rain and a few thunderstorms southwest this morning, moving northeast across the state today and tonight. Heavy rain possible, especially in the south. 40s tonight, mid-40s to low 50s tomorrow. Windy and rainy. Wisconsin's high today, 40s to 50s, sunny north and east. Chance of showers extreme southwest by tonight. Lows 30 to low 40s tonight. Rain and thunderstorms in the southwest. Tomorrow's high, 45 to 52, and rain and thunderstorms likely. Minnesota's highs today will be about 48 to 55. And a chance of rain and a few thunderstorms in the southwest. Rain over the state, with some thunderstorms south tonight and tomorrow. Chance of rain with snow extreme northeast, 32 to 40 tonight. Mid-40s to low 50s tomorrow. I'll have a look at the Twin Cities forecast in just a moment.
I'd like to be able to tell you that saving money is a cinch for anyone. But we all know that isn't true. However, there's a hard way to save and an easy way. The hard way is saving what you have left over from each paycheck. The easy way is paying yourself first every payday regularly, like you'd pay the electric bill. And that's where the Northwestern Banks can help with an automatic savings plan. We'll transfer money from your checking account to your savings account each month automatically. It can make a regular saver out of you. And that could be the difference between really saving money and just having a lot of good intentions. You'll find automatic savings is a great way to set money aside for your particular goal, like a vacation, kids' college, or the down payment on a house. So talk to your Northwestern Bank about automatic savings. We'll do the rest.
We're on your side. We're on your side.
We're Northwestern Bank.
We're on your side.
Members FDIC.
Twin Cities weather now. Well, look for a high today of about 55. Not too bad of a day for baseball. Chance of rain, 20%. And a thunderstorm late this afternoon. Rain with some thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. 80% chance tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight near 40. Tomorrow's high near 50. Southeast winds at 15 to 25 today. Easterly, 20 to 25 tonight. So there's our weather. Looks like we'll get that game in before we get any rain. So go to the game. Cloudy skies, pressure falling 3009, southeast wind at 18. Humidity is 45%, and the temperature 7 above Celsius and 44 Fahrenheit. The
sun's shining brightly out there, Glenn. What a pretty day for a ball game.
Oh, yeah, it is coming out, isn't it?
And this Monday morning, speaking for Piper Jaffray and Hopwood, is Mr. Ken Johnson, officer and analyst in Piper Jaffray's research department. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, Howard.
What do you think the market will do today after that fantastic near-record performance last Friday?
That was quite a day, wasn't it? It was not near-record. That was a record.
What, 50 million or 51 million shares?
52 million shares, Howard.
Gee.
First of all, I guess I'd like to say that predicting the day-to-day market action is somewhat of a fruitless exercise for most everybody but in-and-out traders. And I don't think that anybody predicted the kind of day that we had last Friday. As I'm sure that practically all listeners have heard by now, this volume record of 52.28 million shares was traded last Friday. That was compared with the previous record of 44.51 million back in February 20th, 1976. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 19.92 points, which was quite a jump also, Howard, and that closed at 795.13. My offhand guess today is that there might be some additional sellers come into the market. Whether there'll be enough to put the market down, of course, I don't know. I do believe we'll have heavy volume again today. The dollar has been stronger in Europe and overseas again this morning, and that should be a favorable thing. Regardless of what happens today in the market, Howard, the stocks are still cheap based on price-earnings ratios, with the 1978 earnings estimates for the Dow Jones average, for example, they're likely to be about $105 on this index. And with the average at 795.13, the price-earnings ratio is less than 8 times. And there are more stocks yielding more than 7% in the Dow Jones average than at any time since World War II. It's obvious that one of investors, both United States and foreign investors, one of their big worries has been inflation. And the combination of the news that have been coming out this past week has led many of them to conclusions that inflation may not be as fearful as they had earlier expected. Apparently, the stock market investors liked the president's anti-inflation speech, a failure of the farm bill, and on top of these came a smaller rise in the money supply, only $400 million, and rumors that President Carter may ask for a smaller tax cut, which I'm not sure he'll do. It is encouraging, however, Howard, to see some positive action, even though it may not hold today, because it provides some tangible evidence that people haven't given up on the stock market. And we never thought they had.
I hear you smiling there.
Right. But it is nice to have some confirmation occasionally. And I guess that's the end of my report today, Howard. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Not another 50 million, no, maybe not, do you think?
Well, I hope it's 45.
So long, Ken.
Right, bye.
Ken Johnson there for Piper, Jaffray, and Hopwood, where your investment concerns are handled with personal professional attention. Talk about professional. We're going to have a sports report here in just a minute from Ray Christensen. Beautiful sunny morning. Temperature's 44 now, Fahrenheit. That's 7 Celsius. Wind southeast 18 miles an hour. It's a perfect day for a ball game on your way out to the ballpark today. It's so convenient for you to turn on your way down to Peterson Pontiac, turn off 494 there at 35W and go right down then to about 98th and then to 90th and over to 88th and Lindale. That's where Peterson Pontiac is located, where they have 78 demonstrators on sale. 78 demonstrators. Like this Firebird, a 1978 Firebird Trans Am. It has less than 5,000 miles on it. Automatic, Hertz, hatch roof, air conditioning. It listed at $86.81. It's on sale for only $78.80. You save $900.
And then you see this luxurious Bonneville at sale price, the 78 demonstrator now. It has 5,100 miles on it, full power, a magnificent automobile that listed at $9,500, sale priced today at Peterson Pontiac for only $77.83. Now, no payments till May 15th, and just it's a great opportunity for you to save a lot of money on great automobiles at Peterson Pontiac, 88th and Lindale in Bloomington. Here's Ray Christensen with sports.
The Twins out-hit Seattle in each game yesterday, 13-10. But the Mariners got the jump. Four runs in the first inning off Roger Erickson in the opener. Five runs off Dave Johnson in the third inning in the second game. The result, 8-5 and 7-2. A double victory for Seattle. Rod Carew analyzes the two defeats.
It just seems that, we didn't do a lot of things right. We can't blame the pitching. You can't blame the young kid, Erickson, because, he didn't find the plate too much. But, he was still going right at him. He didn't lose his confidence while he was out there in the mound. So I think we're going to be all right, though.
Today, the Twins at home to Oakland with Paul Thormodsgaard pitching. 105 airtime on WCCO radio. Other games in the American League, Detroit 4, Toronto 3. Boston over Texas 8-6. The Yankees 3, the White Sox nothing. Kansas City 2, Cleveland 1. And in 11 innings, California 2, Oakland 1. Baltimore split with Milwaukee, winning 7-5, then losing to the Brewers 8-2. In the National League, Bob Forsch pitched a no-hitter as St. Louis shut out Philadelphia 5-0. The Cubs 5, Pittsburgh 1, Montreal 4, the Mets 1, Los Angeles 8, Atlanta nothing. San Francisco over San Diego 8-4, Houston over Cincinnati in 13 innings 4-3. The Gophers lost 2 to Michigan, 3-2 and 13-7. I'll have more sports in just a minute. Hey, North Central summer sun times are here, like their Colorado mountain times, where the air is crisp and clean, the scenery magnificent. You can ride horseback to the top of the mountain or plunge down a rushing river on a raft, play tennis, golf, explore ghost towns, and lots more. Just call your travel agent or North Central. They'll send you a complete list of money-saving tours, then head for the Colorado hills. In the NBA playoffs, the Western Conference first round ended as Seattle beat Los Angeles 111-102 to take that series 2-1. In the East, these are best of seven first games. San Antonio 114, Washington 103, and Philadelphia over New York 130-90. The WHA playoffs, New England 4, Edmonton 1, Winnipeg 8, Birmingham 3. In overtime, Houston 4, Quebec 3. Jim Jensen, the Bemidji 6'7" center, has been named Mr. Basketball for 1978 in Minnesota. The other four finalists, Tim Olson of Orr, Steve Nett of Winona Cotter, Ted Struger of Fridley Grace, and Bob Winsenberg of Fairmont. The Edina Basketball Association, which sponsors the Mr. Basketball competition, also announced that an all-star game will be held next spring in the Twin Cities between high school teams from Indiana and Minnesota. 4,674 runners will compete in the 82nd running of the Boston Marathon today. Olympic gold medalist Frank Shorter and former Gopher Kerry Bjorklund are among the entrants. The U.S. defeated Russia in a swimming and diving competition at Austin, Texas, 233-111. Tracy Calkins and Scott Spann led a sweep in which the U.S. won first place in all 29 events. And Darrell Waltrip beat Richard Petty to win the Staley 400 stock car race at North Wilkesboro, North Carolina.
Thank you, Ray. Let's have some music in the Howard Viking Show. Donna McDaniel.
I'd like to see Jesus on the midnight special. I'd like to see the wolf man bring him on.
I'd like to see Jesus in the midnight special. That's by Tammy Wynette. It's 27 and a half past 8 now. Twin City temperature's 44. That's 7 Celsius. Wind southeast 18 miles an hour. I'd give my income tax refund right now for a snack.
Maybe. What kind of a snack, Howard?
Oh, Joyce, bless your heart. I'd like a Nature Valley granola bar right now.
When you want a tasty snack, snack goes granola. Granola now in crunchy bars, snack goes granola.
Seriously, they are delicious, Nature Valley granola bars. They come two in each foil pouch that you can put in your handbag, in your pocket, in the lunchbox, for munching on any time. They're made of everything natural, no additives or preservatives. And now there are four special flavors. There's honey and oats and coconut and cinnamon, but the newest is peanut, and that is sensational. Each one is toasty, crunchy, wholesome, and delicious. Snack goes granola. Say, if you want to save some money, see the advertisement in the April issues of Better Homes and Gardens, McCall's, and Ladies' Home Journal, and cut out the coupons for Nature Valley granola bars. And here's Joyce Lamont with her special events.
The annual Suede Pines Folk Fest will be held Saturday in Collegeville, Minnesota, in the grounds of St. John's University. All the events are open free, beginning at noon with a crafts fair, followed by a fiddle contest in the afternoon, then a square dance about 5:30. The evening concert starts at 7. That will feature the John McCutcheon Trio and the Appalachian Folk Singers. The annual Bach Festival, a 19th annual series of concerts sponsored by the Bach Society of Minnesota, will continue with a concert Thursday night at 8 at the Church of St. Paul's on the Hill at 1524 Summit Avenue, St. Paul. That will feature the Society's chorus and orchestra, as well as the final concert of the series, a performance of the Magnificat in Orchestra Hall, Minneapolis at 8 Sunday night. Tickets at Dayton's. And the noted harpsichordist and organist Gustav Leonhardt will give a solo performance, a harpsichord recital, 8 tomorrow night in Minneapolis at Gethsemane Episcopal Church, 905 4th Avenue South. For ticket information, you can call the church. That number's 332-5407, 332-5407. More special events news in 15 minutes.
This is Howard Viken with another top prize announcement in our CCOS Tops contest, and this time we're playing for a family supply of Yoplait yogurt.
Right now, in a dark corner of your garage, the demon is restless. Your old lawnmower is getting ready to rise up again, fiendishly plotting new ways to cough, choke, sputter, and die, getting ready to chop up your lawn and devour your afternoons. Your old lawnmower is out there, waiting. But you can beat the old beast once and for all. Now, during the Toro Red Tag Sale, it's your chance to get a new smooth-grooming Toro mulching or rear-bagging mower and save up to $40. Or pick a new side-bagging Toro mower with free lawn care accessories worth up to $25. The Toro Red Tag Sale. Your old lawnmower is out to get you. Haven't you done without a Toro long enough?
The Toro Red Tag Sale is going on now at Clear's Nursery, Minneapolis, Coast to Coast, New Brighton, Small Engine City, Minneapolis, St. Paul. News next from WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Efforts are underway to establish Rhodesian Peace Conference. This is Jurgen Nash with the news, presented by Twin City Federal, the pass card leader, with 24 offices and pass card saving centers all over town to serve you. Secretary of State Vance and British Foreign Secretary David Owen are meeting today with black and white Rhodesian leaders in Salisbury. Vance and Owen want Rhodesian cooperation in convening a peace conference. As the meetings take place, possibilities of bloody conflict rise.